When President Bush goes to New York tomorrow, he'll face a skeptical UN General Assembly, according to news analyst Daniel Schorr.
Having invaded Iraq without United Nations approval, President Bush is returning to that building by the East River tomorrow to solicit assistance and to offer a junior partnership role. There is no current threat that an American resolution will be vetoed, but there is an emerging conflict with France and others about how soon governing authority will be turned over to the Iraqis. A contingent led by France is demanding an almost immediate transfer of token sovereignty with a gradual transfer of real power in 6 to 9 months. With guerrilla attacks continuing, the Bush administration has refused to set any timetable. Mr. Bush said in a Fox News interview that meanwhile the United Nations can work on a constitution because they're good at that. The transfer of power is more than an abstract issue because it determines who awards the reconstruction contracts now flowing almost entirely to American companies. The Washington Post reports one no-bid contract worth $1.7 billion for a subsidiary of the Halliburton Company, formerly headed by Vice President Dick Cheney. Other American companies have shared in reconstruction projects. Little, if any, money has gone to French, German, or other foreign firms. In his speech tomorrow, the president is expected to call on UN members, including those that oppose the invasion, to help now with money and troops. He's likely to get some conditional responses. France, for example, is said to be ready to train Iraqi soldiers and police, but France wants a share of the reconstruction billions for French companies. France has a long history of lucrative dealings with Iraq. It is not surprising that President Jacques Chirac would rather deal with an Iraqi official than with Ambassador Paul Bremer. This is Daniel Schorr.